It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. First, here are some words from our two friends that are worth thinking about.
McGee, I watched a little red-haired tyke buying his weekly supply of candy today.
Yeah?
2 cents for licorice whips, a penny for jawbreakers. Oh, he had every one of his pennies carefully accounted for.
Smart kid. Now, when he grows up...
I know. He'll be able to balance his checkbook.
More than that. He'll be able to handle the kind of problem a lot of folks with limited incomes face today. Budgeting for plain, everyday living expenses. And for other important things, too, like life insurance protection.
Well, that's just exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company has those easy-to-budget weekly and monthly premium plans, isn't it?
Yep. With these Prudential policies, folks who have to watch their dollars can make small weekly or monthly payments over the year and still enjoy regular life insurance protection. And for extra protection, these policies have valuable disability and accidental means death benefits.
You can get them for every member of your family in amounts from, a few $100 up to several $1,000s. And to make it really convenient, your Prudential agent calls at your home for the payments.
Yes, and your Prudential agent will be glad to drop around and give you all the details. Just call him.
This isn't the first time it's happened to Mr. McGee, although it doesn't happen every day, of course. But every time it does happen, it's always exciting.
Hey, Molly. Molly, come here, quick.
What is it, McGee? I'm upstairs. I can't come all the way down just to see...
A telegram.
A telegram?
Yeah.
Where? What? Who?
Boy, you ought to go out for the Olympics, kiddo. That was the fastest 40-yard dash I ever...
Never mind. Read it.
Well, I already did. It's from Aunt Sarah. Yep. She's back from Bermuda. Says, plane grounded in New York. Stop. Switching to train. Stop. We'll be in Wistful Vista Tuesday about 6 p.m. We'll stop. Stop. Love. Aunt Sarah, stop.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yep. Always glad to see the dear, sweet, loaded old lady and remind her how to spell our names. That checkbook of hers is number one in my Book of the Month Club.
Oh, McGee.
And that's not the only reason, too, either. I mean, she's a good kid. Loads of laughs if she's in a good mood, which I've never seen her in yet. But maybe we'll be lucky this time, and what's the matter?
The tea set.
Tea set?
You know that horrible thing she sent us last year from the Orient?
Oh, that.
The one that had the dragon heads for cup handles and a toad-shaped teapot? Oh, I knew we shouldn't have given it away.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Boy, we'd better get that back.
Oh, you know how she loves tea. If she should ask for some tea...
Crossed right off the will, we will be. Again. With indelible pencil this time.
Oh, I don't care about that, but I hate to hurt the dear, sweet old lady's feelings.
Oh, sure, there's that, too. Sure, well, come on, get your hat and coat. Boy, it's a good thing she gave us a warning. Let's go. And that's why we're here, Mabel.
But don't get us wrong. McGee and I just love that little Chinese tea set we gave you and Mort for your anniversary.
Yeah, I used to sit and stare at that thing for hours. It was just fascinating.
Why didn't you keep it?
Well, the reason we didn't keep it for ourselves and gave it to you and Mort is... We're teetotalers.
You what?
We don't drink tea.
Oh. Yeah, well, I wish I could help you kids, Mal, but... Actually, we don't have the set anymore.
What?
You don't? Oh, dear.
No, we gave it to the Wimples for Arbor Day. Yeah, Arbor Day. Luckily, it came the very next week, and we were so glad to get rid of... Well, I mean, our little Willie is so destructive, you know. He's always breaking things.
Yeah.
And this was such a beautiful set, with the hand-carved lily pads on each saucer and that toad-shaped teapot with his little mouth open. Well, we'd have been sick if anything had happened.
Yeah, sure. Well, we understand.
Well, thanks a lot, Mabel. We'll try the Wimples.
Yeah, well, you better hurry, though, because I think they felt just like we did about it.
Oh, that.
Yes, Mr. Wimple. The one with the dragon heads for cup handles.
And the toad-shaped teapot. The Toopses said they gave it to you.
Oh, yes, I remember. It had 24 pieces, and each one was marked Made in Outer Mongolia by Union Mongolians.
That's the one. We'd appreciate it if you'd get it for us, Wimp. We want to get it home and set up before Aunt Sarah arrives.
Oh, certainly, Mr. McGee. I'll be happy to. You wait right here.
Yes,
we'll return it tomorrow, Mr. Wimple. We just want to borrow it while my Aunt Sarah's here.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We don't want to keep it. Just borrow it. This sure is swell of you, Wally.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. McGee. Glad to help.
Whenever we see Aunt Sarah, the first thing she always says after, "My dear, I still don't know why you married him with all the chances you had," is, "How about a cup of tea?" she always says right after that.
Yes, and if we don't have that tea set, she'll just ask a million questions.
Well, I'm ready, Mrs. McGee.
Ready?
Hey, what you doing with your hat, coat, muffler, and earmuffs on?
I'm going over to Dr. Gamble's.
Dr. Gamble's?
To get your tea set.
What?
You see, exactly 1 month after we got it, the doctor repainted his office and Sweetie Face said to me, "Wallace, here's the perfect opportunity to get even with to do something nice for Dr. Gamble."
Oh, yeah, well, we know what you mean.
Yeah, come on, McGee and Mr. Wimple, to Dr. Gamble's. And let's hope this time around we'll grab the brass ring, because I don't know about you, but I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
"What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?"
you know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Yes, it was a tea set, Doctor.
Yeah, you may not have known it right away, Doc, when you got it, but
that's what it was, though, a tea set.
Yep.
I wouldn't want you to think that Sweetie Face and I gave it to you because we didn't like it ourselves, Doctor.
Oh, of course not, Wallace. Why did you give it to me?
Hmm? Oh, well, it was because,
You're teetotalers.
Hmm?
You don't drink tea.
That's it, yes. We don't drink tea, of course.
Now, look, kids. It's getting close to Aunt Sarah time. So, Doc, if you'll just tell us who you gave it to and where they live, maybe by 5 o'clock we can run the...
McGee, I'm surprised at you.
Hmm?
Do you think I'd give away a gift given to me by two of my dearest friends, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace Wimple?
Well?
Especially anything as unusual as an Outer Mongolian Chinese tea set with a hand-carved dragon head on each teacup and an exquisite toad-shaped teapot that whistles the Chinese national anthem?
The what?
It does? Well, goodness, I had no idea.
It's over at the Whitney's. Delivered December 24th, a Christmas present. Mrs. J. Manville Whitney, the third.
Oh, dear.
Frankly, kids, I was stuck for something she'd like, and she loved it. She called me up Christmas Day and said it was exactly what she wanted.
Famous last words.
Yeah, so far, everybody who's seen that thing thinks it...
Not her. She's a collector of Oriental art. She just loved it. Kept me on the phone a half hour, raving about every one of the 24 pieces, individually.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, come on, kiddo. The Manville Whitney's mansion. Looks like this is going to be the end of the line. Gee whiz, I wonder why they don't answer. What's the matter with that butler of hers, anyway?
Well, here comes someone now.
Good.
Oh, dear. Fix your tie. How do I look?
Nervous, just like me. Boy, if she don't lend us the...
Yes?
Oh, hi. Is Mrs. Whitney, you know, J. Manville in, the third?
I beg your pardon.
The old dame, the one with the asthma.
Let me, dearie. Sir, we're Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Oh, good heavens, yes. Those friends of Dr. Gamble's who helped Madam arrange that surprise party in the doctor's honor last summer.
Yeah, that's us. Now, would you tell Mrs. Whitney we got to see her? We got a problem, and...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Madam isn't here. She left this morning for Florida.
Florida?
Oh, dear. Florida. How are we going to...
But she hasn't forgotten you. Wait here, please.
Where are you going? Hey, look, we got to talk to somebody about this problem of ours. Isn't anyone else?
Here we are. I had it on the hall table to drop in the mail first thing tomorrow morning. As long as you're here.
Hey, what's this?
A gift for you. Just a small token of Madam's appreciation for all you did to make her dinner a success.
6 months later?
That's the way Madam is. She waits until she finds just the right thing for the right people. I've seen the gift she chose for you, and I must say, it is rather unusual.
Now, wait a minute. This is a gift. When was it Madam found it?
During Christmas, I believe.
And is it a set of some kind?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
A 24-piece set of some kind?
Exactly. But how did you...
Say no more.
Yes. This is the nicest present we've ever gotten. Come on, dearie. Success at last.
Yeah, so long, Meadow. 5:55. Just made it. You know how prompt Aunt Sarah always is. No doubt she'll be pulling up in a taxi any minute. Quick, open the door.
You do it. I'm hanging onto this package.
Okay.
I'll rush it out to the kitchen and unwrap it and wash the teapot.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Molly.
What's the matter?
Oh, under the door. Another telegram.
Oh, no, you don't think...
Now, wait a minute. Let's see what it says. Yeah. Listen. Fog lifted while waiting for train. Stop. Decided to go by plane as originally planned. Stop. Hope to see you another year. Stop, Aunt Sarah.
After all that grief.
Well, get out the birthday and anniversary gift list again, Molly. Only this time, let's send the dad ratted thing out of town. If I have to go through this mess with that tea set again, I'll break
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hello, Jack. What's new?
$10,000 in prizes. That's new.
$10,000 in prizes? For what? Where?
In Better Farming's Farm Building Contest. The magazine and the National Lumber Manufacturers Association are offering farmers $10,000 in prizes for the best ideas in improving farm buildings. A chance for every farmer to cash in on his ideas.
Great. Where'd you say you read it?
In Better Farming. Better Farming for January.
The Farm Building Contest is only one of the many features you'll find in Better Farming. All these features, all that you read in Better Farming, is designed for just one thing, to help you make your farm a better farm. That's our dedicated aim, Better Farming for Better Farm Living. And that's why, incidentally, the name of Country Gentleman was changed to Better Farming. Now, the name and the aim are the same. Better Farming.
It's me, kiddo. I'm back. This time we can forget we ever saw that Chinese tea set. I just mailed it to my Uncle Sycamore. You know where he lives. Stagnant Water, Texas.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Whitney's butler just phoned. Asked how we liked the gift. And do you know what was in that package?
Hmm?
A 24-piece set of imported crystal stemware from Italy.
What? Oh, we should have opened it, huh?
That set cost $125. I've seen it at the European Bazaar.
$125?
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and the butler, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toops. This is John Wald telling you that tomorrow, Mr. McGee, out of the goodness of his heart, makes a gift to Teeny School, except that, well, tune in and see. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.